as taking up some time as I officially start the episode now. And I'm going to start the music tonight with a track from the Beatles. We have a track from, it's a demo from the White Album, technically titled The Beatles. It's called the Escher demo of Back in the USSR. So, hope you enjoy it.
Hey, Mel. You don't know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the USSR. Been away so long, I hardly knew the place. Gee, it's good to be back home. Leave it till tomorrow to unpack my case. Honey, disconnect the phone. I'm back in the USSR. You don't know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
Well, the Ukraine girls really knocked me out. They'll leave the West behind. And my soul girl make me sing and shout. That Georgia's always on my mind.
Georgia's always on my mind.
Excellent scatting there at the end from Paul. I looked that up. So Escher demos are just very rare recordings the Beatles made on their album. The White Album came out November 22nd, 1968. We're approaching the 50th anniversary of that album, which it's hard to comprehend. But yeah, it says in celebration of that or in commemoration, the Beatles have... or someone, I don't, it's kind of came out of nowhere, these demos have been released. Anyway, so those actually just came out September 24th, just over a month ago now. And in the interest of continuing with new music, we're going to listen to a track off the phenomenal album of the year so far, Mosaic, which is spelled... I've already complained about it. I'll contain myself. But the album Mosaic from Phony People and the track Something About Your Love.
Something
Ba-da-pa-da-pa, says LB3 to finish off Phony People's Something About Your Love, the third track, third single released from their album Mosaic. And in keeping with my larger theme of this semester, I believe I did add Tropicalia as a as an official genre of my this program. No, I didn't. I should have. Such is life. Anyway, we got another track from the Gal Costa and Caetano Veloso dual album. Gal, it's just called Domingo, actually, excuse me. Important to note is that just yesterday, Caetano Veloso, who was a musician, obviously, during the 60s, 70s, when Brazil had a military junta ruling, was exiled twice, and jailed and tortured, and yeah, jailed without rights being read to him and anything. So he wrote an op-ed in the New York Times about the seemingly impending Jair Bolsonaro presidency that is worth a read, especially in the context. Just as somebody who had been through an authoritarian regime in Brazil in the past. So sign up with your Lafayette details. Check out that New York Times article. Anyway, Umvia, Gal Costa, Caetano Veloso, the album Domingo from all the way back in 1967. Enjoy. Pleasant little orchestral flourish to finish out that track from Gal Costa and Caetano Veloso. Next up, we have a track from 20-year-old Norwegian bedroom pop superstar. Those are words that don't often go together. High Snobiety. I don't even know how to pronounce that. Website posted that, it's masterful bedroom pop. And, it's another, it's from his, I believe it was a single from last year, actually. So, released when he was 19, presumably. Bro, so, All Your Love, some bedroom pop from the Nordics, from Jacob, that's J-A-K-O-B, Ogawa. Thank you.
might be hard to know that there's another.
Excuse me, that's the next song. That was All Your Love from 2017 from Jacob Ogawa. An example of the young musicians putting out masterful jangle and bedroom pop throughout the Nordic region, just like their neighbors, Boy Pablo in Sweden. Right, who just, yeah, they just put out, did they put out an album? Or was it just more singles? They had the good song, Sick Feeling, what they put out over the summer, but I'm not sure if they've put out a full length yet. No, it doesn't appear that way. But yeah, they've been fairly prolific with putting out some more, it just came out like 3 weeks ago. Oh man, maybe we'll have to give it a listen. Okay. In any case, until then, we're going to give a listen to a track from the Avalanches, who I am just beating into my listener base. And if you don't like them, well, I'm so sorry, but that's some other radio shows you could be listening to. Anyway, we got If I Was a Folk Star from the Avalanches, featuring Totoro Imoi from the 2016 album Wildflower.
Thank you.
If I Was a Folk Star by The Avalanches, featuring Toro y Moi from the 2016 album Wildflower, and featuring sampling Hushabye by the Beach Boys, sampling You Think I Ain't Worth a Dollar, But I Feel Like a Millionaire by Queens of the Stone Age, sampling Carousel in the Milky Way by Rubba from 1980, sampling Love is a Many Splendored Thing by Tony Bagwell from 1974, which is, by the way, not even, it's hardly even an album, it's just something that's called Romantic Moog that the Avalanches chopped up, made into an incredible mishmash that became If I Was a Folk Star. In addition, it also features dialogue from the movie Puberty Blues, from the scene On the Beach, and it features dialogue as well from Heavy Metal Parking Lot, the movie from 1986, when they attend a Judas Priest concert. All chopped up, mixed up, put into If I Was a Folk Star by the Avalanches, featuring some great vocals from Chaz Bundick, now renamed himself Chaz Bear legally. Wow. Moving on to a track from Rodriguez from his Mystery of a 1970 album, Cold Fact. I could go on, but I'd remind you, I'd instead ask listeners who are curious to watch the incredible documentary Searching for Sugar Man, which I watched last semester for extra credit, and I loved it. And it was about the music of this man, Rodriguez, who made two albums, one of which became, totally unbeknownst to him, a huge hit in South Africa, selling more album copies than Elvis there. But of course, we in America never heard of him. Why is that? Many, many theories about it. But in any case, we're going to give a listen to perhaps his most famous track, Crucify Your Mind, from Rodriguez.
Or a player that made you pay the cost, that now assumes relaxed positions and prostitutes your loss? Were you tortured by your own thirst in those pleasures that you seek, that made you Tom the Curious, that makes you James the Weak? And you claim you got something going, something you call unique. But I've seen your self-pity showing as the tears roll down your cheeks. Soon you know I'll leave ya, and I'll never look behind, 'cause I was born for the purpose that crucifies your mind. So convince your mirror, as you've always done before, giving substance to shadows, giving substance evermore. And you assume you got something to offer, secret shiny in you. But how much of you is repetition that you didn't whisper to him too? Thank you.
Rodriguez, Crucify Your Mind, Cold Fact, which actually wasn't, by the way, at the time when I watched the movie for the first time, on the well-crafted first half of a sentence, back in May, I went to go find his music, and the only song I found was that one, Crucify Your Mind, which was featured on a compilation album of something unrelated to him. But when I went to go put this song on this playlist, I found that the original album has indeed been put on Spotify. And I'm very excited. You'll probably hear some more of it in the weeks to come, because we have Cold Fact from 1970, as well as his second album. What is it called? Coming From Reality, which was a bonus question on my South Africa final, but I couldn't name it. What a shame. Ay, ay, ay. I had something close, too. Oh well. Now. Oh, man, that's a good one, too. Okay, next week you'll get some more Rodriguez, promise. But for now, we're going to give a listen to a track from Janelle Monáe featuring Solange Knowles from 2013. Her Janelle's album, The Electric Lady, with the album, what do you even call it, like that? Like, this, it's not the self-titled, but, the titular track, that's the name, Electric Lady, featuring Solange by Janelle Monáe. Solange Knowles. Janelle Monáe comes first, then Solange Knowles, and then Roman John Arthur, who I forgot to mention at the beginning of the track. Also features in parts of the instrumentation, as well as some vocals, I believe, at the end there. Let me just see if I can find exactly what he did. No? Excuse me. But he is somebody I've played on the show in the past. I think it's his song Real Love, No Shade. It's a long one. It's real groovy, real funky. But he came to fame working with Janelle Monáe. And in my little bit of research here, I've discovered that that song was produced by Antoine. What is his last name? Great. Antoine Patton, better known as Big Boy, B-O-I, half of Outkast. So fun little tidbit for you there. And now we move on to a track from Josh Tillman, better known by his pseudonym, Father John Misty, his stage name, with a track from his album that just came out this July. God's Favorite Customer is its name. It marks a bit of a prolific stretch for old Josh, as he came out with his first solo album in 2012, Fear Fun, which is pretty good. Then 2015's I Love You Honey Bear, which is one of the best albums of the 21st century. I'll put it out there, hot take, I won't back down. Last year's Pure Comedy, which was okay. And this year's God's Favorite Customer, which is great. Anyway, this is the lead single from that album, God's Favorite Customer, from Father John Misty. Disappointing Diamonds Are the Rarest of Them All. Father John Misty with Disappointing Diamonds Are the Rarest of Them All, written up by Pitchfork when it was released as a Best New Track, writing that it's immediate and engaging, 2.5 minutes of piano-powered, Beatles-like bounce and smooth ELO hooks, topped with a triumphant sax blast straight out of the Young Americans playbook. So, Yeah, no, this is a great one. Those chord changes really do me in, and I hope it makes you feel the same way. This is a track that was definitely helped buoy the reputation of God's Favorite Customer, which had some great other tracks, but this one was head and shoulders above the rest from those, reminiscent of that peak Father John Misty that we got around the time of I Love You Honey Bear. Now, taking it way back with a track from Stevie Wonder and his 1969 album, My Cherie Amour. Of course, led off by the Stevie Wonder hit, My Cherie Amour. You know the one, you know, a little bit of a, come on, we got this. Everybody loves a good little bit of a My Cherie Amour. That's this little tease you get now, but I'm going to listen to a track from that one called Yester Me, Yester You, Yesterday. Here we go. Yester Me, Yester You, Yesterday. A 1969 soul song written by Ron Miller and Brian Wells, released by Stevie Wonder in 19... Oh, I said that. Said the year already. Stevie also recorded an Italian version with the name Solo Te, Solo Me, Solo... I don't know how that would work in a... Italian. I want to see if I can find it. That'd be really funny if I could find a. Oh man, this is juicy, Stevie. please, please. Songote, songome. Come on. Yes. All right, here we go. And, oh, I'm really excited. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. That was unexpected, and I wasn't even planning on playing the whole thing, but man, I was getting enthralled with just Stevie in Italian. Not the direction I was expecting this episode to go in, but you know, that's the way it goes. We're gonna finish up with a classic, very popular indie track that I unfortunately did not get to see live this summer, despite the fact that I saw them live. It's the track Hey from the Pixies, from there. Indie classic from 1989, Doolittle. Enjoy.
Hey! Been trying to meet you. Thank you.
Pixies with Hey from the album Doolittle. It's about time that I remind you that you are listening to 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, and that this has been Shock Me Like an Electric Needle with me, your host, DJ Roomba. Be sure to give us a visit online, check out my archived shows and podcast on the Programs tab of WJRH.org, and check out the other shows that we have, the years and years of programming that we have on offer, and 24 hours a day through the magic of the internet. I certainly hope that you have an excellent week, and I will be back next week, hopefully on time, to provide you with good tunes, good times, and some uncomfortable self-dialogue between me and myself as I lose confidence in what I'm speaking about. All the best. Speak to you next week.